Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic is kitchen, bath, and design trends for 2021. And I'm joined here today in studio with Katie Paling Seymour of Gerhardt's Kitchen Bath Lighting, located locally here in Whitefish Bay and in Delafield, Wisconsin. Katie, how are you doing today?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on the podcast. We're excited to have you.
It's my first one. I'm really excited.
This is your first podcast?
It is. This is going to be great.
Well, you're going to do great. So I understand before we start that you've had exciting news to announce that you are now the CEO of First Supply and Distribution. And tell me a little bit about that and how that came about.
Yeah, so just this week, we announced that I've taken over as the CEO of First Supply and Gerhardt's, as you said. And it's been a great new challenge for me. I had previously overseen our kitchen and bath division, where I learned a lot and I really loved the design element. And now I can broaden my horizons a little bit in the distribution area of our business, too.
Well, that's amazing. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Very excited to have that and share the news. And this is multiple states, right?
Yep, we are across the upper Midwest.
Okay. Great. Well, congratulations again. You're going to be a busy gal.
Yes, I am. It's great.
So tell me a little bit more about what, you know, kind of where you started with Gerhardt's and kind of how you got to here and what your overall role is for the organization.
Sure. So a little bit about Gerhardt's and First Supply overall. We'll turn 125 years next year. So this year we're celebrating 124 years in business. I'm the fifth generation of the Paling family to be leading the business, which I'm incredibly proud of. But it certainly takes a village, and we've got a phenomenal team of people around us, including all of our designers and teams in our 19 kitchen and bath stores. As you mentioned, locally in Milwaukee, we're in Delafield and Whitefish Bay, and we also have the Kohler Signature store in Wauwatosa, so that's been another concept that we've tested out. And as I say, we've tested out that concept. It's been a lot of fun to be on the leading edge of some of these innovations in the design industry, and especially in the kitchen and bath space. It's a space that's changed dramatically over the last couple of years. And in this moment when home building and remodeling and construction is such a hot topic, it's a really exciting place to be. So
And so for those of you that aren't familiar with Gerhardt's, you guys have your own showrooms basically, and you have all sorts of different product. Can you tell me just a little bit of kind of in general about the philosophy of the store and what people would experience if they came into your showrooms?
Absolutely. So our kitchen and bath stores focus on cabinetry, plumbing, and lighting. So anything for those areas of your home, but also expanding into areas of your home like the office space or the mudroom and things like that. When you come to one of our stores, you can expect to meet with the designer. You don't need an appointment, but you can just come right in. We're open retail hours, so we're always there. And we can lead you through the process. It can be overwhelming for some people.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Being a builder, well, I understand. Yeah, absolutely.
And we're here to help you understand how to meet your budget, how to meet your timeline, what new things are going on in the space, whether you want just a little update to your kitchen faucet or whether you're building a new home with someone like you. We also work very closely with the trades as well. So if you're already working with a plumber or a tradesperson, you can work with them to come in and visit us. Or if you're looking for a tradesperson, we can also help you connect.
Okay, that's awesome. So I'm imagining that because of the last year, just with the pandemic, so much focus has been on the house. We've talked about it on the show, of course. How much have you seen people just refocus on updating and remodeling your home? Has it been crazy for you too?
It's been a whirlwind of a year. I mean, a year I feel like I learned 10 years worth of this industry in 1 year,
We learned 10 years worth and we aged 10 years, right?
Yeah, right. We definitely did that too. But so it's been really awesome to be at the forefront of what's happening in a lot of people's lives. And as people are staying home, they're no longer spending their dollars on travel anymore, perhaps, because they're hanging around the house.
Sure.
And they want that space to be livable. They want it to be functional. They want it to be fun. And so they really want to make sure that they're maximizing the space that they have.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So kind of shifting gears a little bit, you've got the store. Obviously, you guys are firsthand. You're seeing everything on the front end from consumers. So you also deal with the manufacturers. Now, this year, we did not have our in-person shows. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get to see all the new Kohler and the Delta products and everything. Yep. So some of that stuff is still kind of under bubble wrap, so to speak. and so there's not a lot of information out there unless you really dig into the websites, but I'm sure you guys kind of get updated a little bit more from your rep. So what I wanted to share here is, what are some things that you're seeing, like what's the hot new finish? If you had to say there's a finish that most people are requesting for 2021, what do you think that would be for plumbing fixtures?
Actually, it depends, because we're seeing so many mixed finishes, and we're seeing the manufacturers come out with these blended finishes. So maybe they've, we're seeing it all throughout the home, right? Where there's just not one finish in one room. You may have a different finish on the hardware than you do on the lighting, than you do on the faucetry. So we're seeing plumbing products especially incorporate multiple finishes within one. So where there might be polished nickel spout, there may be chrome handles, things like that, and a lot of different mixes.
So a little bit more of like the two-tone.
Yes.
And have you seen too, because obviously you guys have the lighting as well, mm-hmm. are you seeing people do the same thing with the lighting, or like mixing the wood with the metals and things like that? Is that
absolutely kind of popular? That's incredibly popular. And people want to customize. They want it to be their own. So they want it to look like theirs, maybe different than their neighbors. So they may mix the different finishes or the wood tones and the metals differently than somebody else did. And that's something that's important. People want to have their own personality come through in the product.
Okay, so next question, as far as what we've been seeing, at least in a lot of articles and things, it's hard because you're not necessarily seeing all the homes as much anymore, because people just haven't been going in and out of other people's homes as much.
Sure.
But they're saying that we've kind of starting to move out of the cool grays and a little bit more into the warm tone, earthy kind of gray colors. Is that kind of what you're seeing as well on the design end of it, or no?
Yes, and even that move I'm seeing from blues, especially in the cabinetry, over to greens, and it's as warming up as people are shifting from blue to green, and it's kind of the pop of color that everybody was looking for blues and navies and things are now, especially those nice emerald greens or a mossy green that we're seeing a lot in that space.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, and you know, obviously those are more for your accent colors, but you know, those probably blend better too when you got that earth tone, slightly more earthy gray. Then you put that green with it, probably looks better than the blue, I would imagine, too. Okay, makes sense. So as you evolve one color, you've got to evolve the next color. How about for bathrooms? Is there trends? I know a lot of people for a while were getting rid of the bathtub and going with these really elaborate showers. Is that still the thing, or is there a new trend that you're seeing in bathrooms?
So two things that we're seeing in bathrooms. Number one, technology. So any place you can put technology, whether it's in the mirror, whether it's in the lighting, whether it's in the vanity, the shower, we're seeing people really want to enhance their space and how they're using it through technology. Some of that's coming up around through smart home capabilities and how accessible become,
almost every product has some sort of smart feature now, it seems like, right? Okay.
And the second one is wellness and well-being. So we've just been through a health crisis as humanity, right? And so it's really important to all of us to take care of ourselves and how we're taking care of ourselves, not only physically, but also mentally. So we're seeing baths come back because people want an escape. They want that wind down. They want that wellness experience right there in their home. And we're also seeing showering evolve a little bit because people are using it as part of their fitness regime. So they're taking care of themselves and their health, and they're using their bathroom space to complement that.
So a lot of these things that maybe came out several years ago that people didn't necessarily want now are starting to actually integrate them into their homes. Because I know you have like, Kohler has like the chromotherapy, and they have the different bubble massages and the lights and the sound. So now more and more people are actually putting those to use, it sounds like.
It's becoming much more common. It used to be kind of special if somebody wanted to put that in, or kind of unique. And now that we're willing to invest more in our homes because we're spending so much time there, we understand more the benefit of having some of these unique technologies available to us.
Yeah, I know mental health is kind of a big issue in this industry, is just in general. So, you know, I can see that in many other areas, because people were just, it's a huge stressful thing. So you want to come home and just
you know, maybe you're at home more and you're not able to have all those other distractions. So it's like, hey, I need to just kind of relax, not think about the world right
yes,
now, right?
You need your sanctuary, yeah, your
so
escape.
Whether it's, yeah, longer shower, a nice bath, or, you know, some of those elements that you can bring into it. That makes a lot of sense. So speaking of other kind of changes as a result of this pandemic, you know, a big focus has been on cleanliness and obviously germs and eliminating those kind of surfaces. Are you seeing more of that integrating into the product that's coming out on the market?
Yeah, we are. We're seeing different finishes and materials, things that have been around for a long time, but that we're using differently so that they can enhance the wellness experience.
Okay. Yeah, and now do you think that's something that's going to just be a temporary thing, or do you think people are going to really want to integrate that for many years to come in their homes?
I think it's going to last. I think that it'll evolve and shift like everything always does. It probably won't be as top of mind as it is in this moment right now today in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. But I think that we've now been through this thing, right? And it's going to stick with us. So that memory is going to be lingering, and we'll all want to, for the rest of our lives, we'll probably have it in the back of our minds thinking about how we can make our space safe.
Sure. So what are some of the things specifically now that people might be using that would help with something like COVID, where you're worried about transmission and touching things? What are some of the things from a, you know, interior, you know, especially plumbing standpoint that people would be doing?
Touchless faucets are huge. That's something that has been making its way into the home, but now is very common in the home. We're also seeing things like bottle fillers and hot water taps and hot water filtration systems, because people want to be able to sanitize things using hot water more quickly, and people want to be able to fill water bottles and things without touching them, and now there's
makes a lot of sense.
More options.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think about the bottle fillers. I know the touchless faucets have obviously, you know, been around for a while, but more and more people are saying that's worth the investment than it was maybe before. So obviously one thing too with a lot of these new products, but just products in general, with building being so crazy and then things being shut down for so long, there's some supply issues in the industry. And I know for a while earlier in the year, my designer was getting frustrated because we were going on, like, say, the Kohler website, and we're like, hey, somebody wants this type of faucet. And we go on one day and it's there, and then the next day it's no longer there.
Yeah.
And so can you tell me a little bit about that? How's the supply chain going on right now, and kind of why do you think it's happening, and how long do you think that'll last?
So yeah, all of a sudden supply chain is like cocktail party conversation, and it never was before, right? Nobody cared about
it. Yeah, that was never an issue, right?
Never an issue. Like
United States, land of abundance, right?
Exactly. And it's amazing how we've all realized how interconnected our world is and how just in time our lives really are lived. And so I think this is going to last a little bit of time, but it will recover. Our supply chains, by and large, are healthy. They're safe. They're all of those good things that we want in a supply chain. But what we're seeing is many manufacturers focus on their big hitters, focus on their mainstream things. So I talked about customization and how important that is to some people, where you used to be able to customize everything and anything. You may have a few less options for a little while because things
can't get it.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
They can't get it, and they need to focus on providing to most people what is wanted.
Yeah, and if you're like remodeling and you're halfway through the remodel and all of a sudden you can't get the faucet. This is your main faucet in your house. You can't go without for 3 months, right? So you're either forced to pick something different or make sure you're ordering that specialty item probably a lot earlier than you normally would, correct?
Right, and the specialty piece is the key of it. There are plenty of faucets in the system, right? We can all get a faucet kind of whenever we want it. But are we going to be able to get the exact one that we wanted? Maybe not right now.
Sure, that makes sense. And, you know, that's kind of what we're seeing as well, is that, you know, it's kind of peeling back some of the offerings and just simplifying. So, you know, and I'm sure the manufacturers are doing this on purpose too. It's like, let's make sure we're getting enough product out the door, because there wasn't a full supply of labor for everybody working, and there wasn't, you know, maybe there's a material that they can't get, and so on and so forth. So it does kind of make sense. And with the extra volume of people putting time and effort into their homes, there's higher demand too. So,
yep, absolutely.
You know, whenever you have something like a world event like this, it kind of shifts everybody's wants and needs, and then it of course shifts how we have to deliver it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's everybody is really desiring to invest in their homes, but we're all doing it at the same time. And so we didn't ever see this experience. Usually we remodel what every 6 or 7 years. So we've got this cycle and people are doing it, but they're doing it not all together.
Yeah. Well, when you're looking at your, the same four walls every day, right? For almost all day, a lot of people are like, I got to change something here. I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, that is true.
Absolutely. So before we move on to kitchen, I want to ask just a little more about bathrooms. Mm-hmm. So what other products are you seeing in the bathroom? We talked a little bit about, you know, spending some time in the showers. Is there any specific products or anything that have come out in the last year that have caught your eye? You think, wow, this is really a game changer, something different?
Some of what I'm seeing is something I have thought was just critical for showers forever is multiple heads and multiple water delivery points. So more manufacturers have come out with maybe split shower heads or opportunities to have multiple water delivery experience. I don't know how else to describe it. But that's really caught my eye because it's made it more accessible rather than having to have a plumber come in and plumb, you know, body sprays that are 3 or 6 perhaps in your shower. Sure. Now you can do a quick update to your shower head and all of a sudden you've got this different experience.
Yeah, the flexibility, but yeah, keeping it at a fair price point, right?
Absolutely.
I know like Delta has that, they have the intuition faucet and they have some things like that. So yeah, it makes sense because like when you have all those body sprays, that's great, but the amount of time and effort to put that together and the diverter valves and all the parts and pieces and get everything to work right, it's complicated.
Yep.
So that's a nice way to kind of give people more value without, you know, really blowing the budget.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. I've also seen, maybe you can tell me about this, are more people starting to go with more upgraded toilet options? Because for a while it was just, okay, I have an elongated bowl toilet or whatever, and now I'm seeing a little bit more about like bidet seats or, you know, night lights, cleansing. Can you tell me a little bit more about what's going on there?
Absolutely. It's a place where that wellness kick has also come in. When we talk about bidet seats and cleansing seats, it's funny. In the rest of the world, they're incredibly common.
Yeah, but it's normal. Yeah,
yeah. Here in the United States, we don't like to talk about it.
I know. I didn't even want to ask the question. I was like, should I ask
this? It's okay. We talk about toilets all day. And we love it. Yeah. We love it. But honestly, it's something that is becoming a little bit more common for us. And people are really wanting that experience and to take that to the next level. And it's something that I think will become more and more common in our country.
Yeah, and I think obviously when you go to the store and you can't buy toilet paper for a month and a half, a bidet seat sounds pretty good now, doesn't it?
And there's so many other benefits too, and we talk about being an aging population too, and we think about aging in place and being able to stay in our homes. One of the number one reasons someone has to relocate to an assisted living facility or nursing home is because they can no longer use the bathroom safely. And cleansing is a big part of that.
Sure.
Consideration.
Makes sense. And, you know, you can get taller toilets and things like that as well. So they have those kind of things. And then the cleansing mechanism, it can definitely expand the amount of time that you can spend in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, makes sense. So tell me a little bit about kitchen. What are, you know, since you guys are in sort of not only the cabinet space, but the plumbing space, what are a couple of things that most people are asking for out of their kitchens right now?
Obviously, the farmhouse trend is huge. So we think about farmhouse sinks. And stainless steel is still huge, and you've got farmhouse sinks and stainless steel, but the ceramics, the cast iron, especially here in Wisconsin, is so big. So the materials are really important, but that farmhouse look is can't beat it right now.
Yeah, that still seems to be really popular, and I think you kind of touched on it with the stainless steel sinks. I mean, we were using a lot of those in the kitchens for a while, but it seems like now our customers are asking more for the quartz sinks or like the cast iron colored sink. So I think you're right on with that as well. As far as like cabinetry, what are you seeing? Are they still leaning more towards painted? Are they leaning more towards a natural wood look or a combination?
It's a good mix. And I think that painted is still incredibly popular, but people are looking for clean lines, which lends itself to painted really well. And like you said, people are looking at these all day, and people want to make timeless decisions right now too. So they may want to really lean into trends when they think about their hardware, but they want their overall kitchen to have a kind of a classic classic look that they will be okay staring at for the next good long time, just in case.
Yeah, especially whenever somebody remodels, they probably don't want to be like, I'm going to tear this out in 3 years. Yep. You don't want to think that way. You want to think, I'm going to have this for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so last question, kind of a different one, but looking forward, obviously things are pretty crazy in the building industry right now. Do you expect that trend to last for a while, or do you think it's going to get quiet in the next year or so?
I think the next year or so is going to be really busy. I think that's going to continue. Some people are starting to get comfortable traveling, but not many of us. We're still pretty good to stick close to home, and so we're still investing in our spaces. And no matter what, we want our homes to be a place that we can celebrate in, that we can live in, and that we're really just happy to be there. And as we saw a bit of a move away from big cities and away from apartments and people investing in their homes, and there's still so many people who want to buy their first home, and they haven't been able yet. So we're still going to see a lot of people with that life milestone too.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, and I think your answer is spot on is, yes, there are going to be more people now starting to travel and get out now that things are opening up. So that might distract them a little bit, and there's that pent-up demand. Mm-hmm. But then you also have a lot of people just haven't gotten the house that they wanted yet.
Right.
And inventory is still ridiculously low. And, that's not going to change overnight. So people still need to either build or redesign, buy something and fix it up. So, yeah, it should be good for a while yet, provided interest rates.
I was just going to say that is still relatively affordable to borrow money right now, depending what you're buying. But the interest rates really certainly help make it
accessible. It's definitely a big driver. Yep, absolutely. Well, Katie, thank you so much for sharing and coming in and providing all your expertise. And once again, congratulations again on the promotion. That's very awesome. We're excited for you. And I know you're going to do great things with Gerhardt's and First Supply.
Thank you very much. It was wonderful to be here.
To visit the team at the Gerhardt store, visit www.gerhardtsstore.com. Let me spell it for you. GERHARDSSTORE.com. Or give them a call at 414-967-9156.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.